This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Governor Polis has lifted all remaining mask requirements across the state, a major milestone in the pandemic. CPR Health reporter John Daly has more.
The move comes after federal health officials eased the guidance. But COVID-19 case numbers in Colorado are still among the highest in the nation. The governor says the vaccines are proven to be safe and effective and urges those who haven't been vaccinated to get vaccinated.
If you're not vaccinated yet, we do suggest, not order, but suggest that you continue to wear a mask in indoor settings around others.
Masks may still be required at events with more than 500 people. They will be required for most younger students, childcare and healthcare settings, and in any other businesses that require them. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A celebration of life for Pueblo City Councilman Ray Aguilera will be held today. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Aguilera passed away last weekend. The city says he suffered a heart attack during a work session in January, but returned to work with the council about a month later. He was moved to hospice in early May. In a statement, Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar said the entire community is mourning the loss. He added that Aguilera's greatest love was his family, closely followed by his love for his city. Aguilera represented the south part of Pueblo for 14 years. He was 78 years old. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Severe thunderstorms possible for the Front Range today. This is CPR News.